Mad Towns 93.1 Jams, what's going on? It's Krista in the Morning Rush. And Tracy, when I tell you how excited that I am that we have this remarkable talent on our show, I kid you not. I was like, you've got to be kidding. So let me give you a little bit of a back history on this. So I used to do mornings in Kalamazoo, Michigan. And back in the day, around 2008, there was something known as American Idol, honey. And when I'm talking about American Idol, I'm talking about me watching this every single day when I was hosting on 103.3 KFR. And the reason why is because this fabulous man actually knows one of my good friends. First off, take a listen to this.
Hello.
Hello.
What's your name?
My name is Daniel J. Gokey.
You're 28?
Yeah.
And you're a music teacher?
Yeah.
What are you going to sing?
The song I'm going to sing today is I Heard It Through the Grapevine by Marvin Gaye. I bet you wonder how I knew about your plan to make me blue with some other guy I knew before. Between the two of us guys, you know I loved you more. It took me by surprise when I say how I found out yesterday. Don't you know I heard it through the grapevine.
Thank you.
Yeah, I am a fan of you, Danny. Woo. I thought that was great. I really did. I think you've got a lot of heart and soul in you.
I really liked you.
Thank you.
Voice a lot.
I think you're one of the best we've seen.
Yep, I do.
Woo!
Too.
Four yeses.
Can I get some knuckle punches here?
Welcome to Hollywood.
Matt Town, say hello all the way from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We have Danny Gokey on the phone. Hi, Danny. How are you?
I am in memory lane right now. Wow, I haven't heard that, revisited that for a long time. So that's incredible. Wow.
I made it. Dude, you are remarkable. So I am dear friends with Matt Gerard.
Yes, I love Matt. We and him talk. We talk every so often. We just talked like maybe 2 weeks ago. He's such a funny, good guy.
Super nice guy. And so I used to watch you every single day. And I actually reached out to Matt Gerard. I'm like, Matt, guess who I'm having on the show? Danny Gokey. And I'm like, do you want me to tell him anything? He's like, yes, Krista. Tell him, how is it like being so wonderful? And what kind of things did you teach Matt when he was on the show? That's what he told me to tell you.
Oh, my goodness. I taught Matt how to sing. No, Matt is an incredible talent. That boy can play piano and he can sing. And me and him hit it off because we had a lot of, you know, we're both from the Midwest. He's from Kalamazoo. I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The Midwest is a whole unique place all by itself. And so we definitely hit it off. And we still, after all these years, that was 2009 the show aired.
Yeah.
And so from 2009 till now, 2021, I mean, what is that, 12 years? We've kept our friendship for 12 years. And that's, I can't say that about everybody, but him and I just clicked where we still keep in touch.
Man. It's got to be so incredible, like you said, to go all the way back then when you were on TV, and now you have just skyrocketed into amazing talent. And I'm just so happy, honey. You are a Wisconsin boy, so
yes.
We have to ask, have you ever been to Madison, Wisconsin?
Oh, of course. I've done plenty of trips to Madison, Wisconsin. I love Madison. Madison is just, it's very unique in its own. Wisconsin in general, in the big cities, Milwaukee, Madison, Eau Claire, they're all places that have a lot of arts. I mean, it's a very artsy, fartsy type of city. And because of, I feel like everyone's cooped up in the house for 9 months because of winter. It's so cold up there that people just get really creative, you know, and Madison is super creative.
Aw.
Yes.
Much love. Yes, we are.
Yeah, we are.
We're like, how many snowmen can we build in one day, Danny? How many?
We are skilled snowmen makers.
I know, right? It's awesome. Yes. It's awesome.
Yes. Hey, so Danny, how was that experience for you, like, on American Idol? Do you still keep in touch with anybody, Paula or Simon?
Paula, we kind of caught up a little bit recently on Twitter. They got their lives. I feel like on the show, people think that we're a lot closer than we are. And I remember I used to tell people, like, listen, The Voice, they're being coached and mentored by the celebrity judges. But American Idol wasn't that way. When you saw them, that's when we saw them.
Yeah.
We rarely ever saw them beside that. We just saw them live on TV.
Wow. Isn't that crazy, right?
Yeah.
Woo!
Ooh, you're spilling some tea,
honey,
Danny.
Yes, that's why reality shows are what they are today because of that. So it's pretty sweet.
That's right.
Yeah, you ain't lying. That show kicked off all the reality. And not only that, that show was the king of music shows.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So, Danny, life has been real crazy, you know, with the pandemic. And you and your beautiful wife have started something pretty amazing to help keep our heads up. Take a listen. Gotta keep it real simple. Keep it real simple.
It's me, Danny.
And me, Lacey.
We're here again with the Love God, Love People Challenge. And don't scroll fast because we want to share another inspiring story. And this one is...
make it good, babe.
I'll make it I'll be the best storyteller I can. It's about Mother Teresa. You know, honey, I was, you know, thinking about her. She would find people who were dying in the streets. She would find people in the slums. And she would see beauty in them. And one of the things that she wanted to do was make sure that they died with you know, some form of humanity and dignity. That's exactly right, with dignity. And so I felt like, you know, one of the things that we can learn from her is to pay attention to people.
Yeah.
So important. Yes. Love God, Love People Challenge. How did this come about? And what have you appreciated most about this time?
It's unreal what we have seen unfold on our televisions just this last year alone. 2020 was a very revealing year. There was a lot of shaking. I feel like it shook up the world we were in, and a lot of things came out, a lot of hate, a lot of good things, but I feel like more bad things. And me and my wife started doing when we saw all the civil disrest and all the thing that was happening, we just decided to start focusing our time and focusing our attention on people who made a difference. And obviously Mother Teresa was one of them. There was another guy, George Washington Carver, who's one of my greatest heroes. I've read several books by that man. But these people who had all odds against them, and they chose not to become bitter, you know, because we have a choice. You know, it's hard to be bitter. You know, it's hard to do good to people, but it's also hard to be bitter. So we just need to choose our heart. And, you know, life's not easy. It's hard to be in shape. It's hard to be out of shape. It's hard to eat right. It's hard to not eat right. And so I feel like in this world, we were focusing on just choose your heart and, you know, love people, because that might be hard, but hating people, it's honestly even harder.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah.
Because that's a lot of, a lot of energy goes into hating.
I mean, let's just be honest. Like, a lot more energy goes into hating than goes into loving people. And really, like, you look at kids, and my kids, they just forgive. And, you know, you ever see kids fight? Like, they make up right away, and they start playing together. As adults, for some reason, I guess our hearts are tarnished a little bit, and we start hanging on to things. And those very things are the things that poison us. And so it's illogical to keep hanging on to things that affect us like that.
You know, Tracy and I joke sometimes, Danny, because, you know, back in our day, when guys used to get into fights, like in grade school, they became best friends. But when it was girls, I will never be your friend again.
No, we won't.
I know. Let's talk about it. I have four sisters, and I never understood that, man. You know, me and we could whip some tail, and then all of a sudden we'd be best friends. Right. Me and this guy. You know what I mean? But the females, on the other hand, wow, there was something a little deeper.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Ooh, honey.
So true.
I don't know. We are vicious.
We are.
We are. And your children are beautiful. So congratulations on just a gorgeous family that you have. You're so welcome. So, Danny, all right, my man, you have a new song that just hit. I'm loving on this. First off, Madtown, take a listen. It is called New Day.
Wake up and breathe in deeper than yesterday. Take on the morning like your soul's been remade. This is a new day.
Loving on it, my man. Tell us about this song.
All right, New Day is a song. Let me tell you this. It is really difficult, I feel like, to write a inspirational song like that in that context, yet keep the soul and keep the pop element. Mm-hmm. And so with New Day, let me tell you this. I wrote several songs that didn't make the cut. And New Day, when we started writing that chorus, and we started writing, you know, this is a new day, everything's bursting with hope, coming alive, you know, the whole thing it does. It took us three writing sessions to comb that in and get it where it is. And I'm really happy with where it is, because it's that kind of song that makes you want to roll the windows down, makes you want to, like, just move, you know, just bop your head a little bit and just, like, coast down the street. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's one of those songs that makes you feel something, but feel something good, and kind of shake yourself from all the garbage that you might have been carrying that day. And so that was the goal of that song.
Oh, well, I could totally feel watching you in your music video, Danny. I will say you have something in common with my father-in-law, and you used to drive a semi-truck, and you're driving a truck in your video.
People don't know this, but like when I was doing music at church, I drove a semi locally around Wisconsin, and I was at church tonight doing the music thing. And so I got to bring back some of my roots and that was Drive a Semi in the video.
Love it. It's a great video.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Wow. It's just crazy, dude. Like, it's just remarkable to see how much you have flourished. Do you ever, like, pinch yourself and be like, this is my life?
You know, this morning, I woke up with, like, an attitude, right? And I'm literally in the midst of doing a fitting right now because I have a photo shoot tomorrow for another album. You know, because it hasn't been all, like, cookies and cream. People who watch me on American Idol, if they would have saw me, which is 12 years ago, I ended up getting dropped from my first record label and didn't make music for 5 years. It was 5 years after American Idol. Check this out. I signed with a new manager. I was basically rebuilding from nothing. And he convinced the guy, a record label, BMG from New York, to sign me. This is what the guy said when he signed me. He goes, you know, Mitchell, I don't know why I'm signing Danny Gokey, but I believe I'm supposed to. Then he looked at him and he said, please don't make me lose any money. At least let me break even. Right? That's what he told my manager. I became one of their most successful artists on the labels comparatively when it comes to like just, it was a very successful thing. And so now I'm with Capitol Records. So to answer your question, that was a long story, but to answer your question, I woke up this morning with an attitude because my dog got in the garbage. I had to go clean it up. And I said, you know what? I'm getting fitted today for another album.
Yeah.
You know what? There was a time where after Idol, where I wasn't making albums. It's time to be happy while I pick up this mess and get ready for my fitting and my photo shoot tomorrow. So that's where I am. So yes, I pinch myself, but it is, in anything you do, you have to choose to be grateful and thankful for it. Otherwise, everything can just become a chore.
Right.
Yeah, that is so true.
For sure.
So Danny, have you been working on any other new music?
Yes. So this next record, I'm being super intentional about. I was green coming into the industry. Maybe that's why I lost my first record deal. You know, I was green in my industry. And so now I'm writing some new music, working with new producers. I'm extremely excited what's going to come out of this right now. So super excited.
Dude, that's so sweet. So, you know, with up-and-coming projects, you have many things going on, Danny. When it comes to following your just beautiful life, how can people get in touch with you?
All right, so people can follow me on my socials. You know, I'm Danny Gokey on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. And that's usually the best way to connect. But, you know, obviously, the best way to support me is check out the music on Spotify and Apple Music under Danny Gokey.
I love it.
Love it.
I can hear your beautiful children in the background.
I'm so sorry. You hear right now. You walked in the room.
No, don't be sorry. I have a 10-year-old, so we love the kids, honey. But believe us. So, Danny, we are just so thankful for you coming in and joining us back in Wisconsin. We are so very proud of you, my man. Just keep doing your thing.
Yeah.
Man, thank you, guys. And I'm going to tell you, Wisconsin, thank you guys for being such a support. I'll tell you this. People ask me where some of the most beautiful talent is, and I tell them Wisconsin, Milwaukee, Madison. There's some untapped talent in our area, musical talent, that needs to be discovered. So I love what Wisconsin has to offer. So thanks to all the Madison peeps out there, and appreciate you guys.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we appreciate you. And we got to give some huge props to our boy, Jeff Golko, honey, because he was the man who got us in touch with you. So we love Jeff doing his thing with PR. And, you know, he's got his new podcast that's out, Golcano and the Fish Podcast. So it's like Volcano, Golcano.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Look at him. He's just doing
Volcano.
Things, honey. Golcano in the house. All right, Danny. Well, much love to you. Have a fabulous photo shoot, and we'll talk to you again, okay?
Chris and Tracy, I really appreciate talking to you guys. Thank you for taking time.
You got it, my man. Danny Gokey in the house. Check him out today with his fabulous new song, New Day, with Chris in the Morning Rush, right here on 93.1 Jams.